let's discuss what we know about this case. 24-year-old Michelle O'Connell found dead from a gunshot wound to the mouth. Her police officer boyfriend, Jeremy Banks, was at the scene. Why did Frontline and the New York Times decide to delve into this case?
Well, there are many aspects of it that were very intriguing and really demanded more scrutiny from the media, which had not been giving much scrutiny to this case. Specifically, when you have two law enforcement agencies that come to completely opposite conclusions as to what happened, well, that really kind of raises some questions, don't you think, as to how that could happen? Well, those questions intrigued us, both at the Times and at Frontline, particularly since the case involved some issues that were of more broadly of interest to us, which was how well can a police agency investigate one of its own, particularly when it involves domestic violence. And that is sort of the backdrop against which we started to look at this, and we did, and it turned out to be quite a fascinating journey that took us 8-9 months, and we've learned a lot along the way.
And let's share what you've learned. As you said, the St. Johns County Sheriff's Department concluded that Michelle O'Connell killed herself. Her family strongly feels that she did not kill herself. Other law enforcement experts have found significant problems with the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office investigation of this case. And by the way, they haven't returned our calls for comment. Frontline and the New York Times, both as part of your investigation, are saying that St. Johns County botched this investigation. How so?
Well, essentially, they've admitted as much. What was interesting to us is that it took them more than 2 years to make that admission, and they only admitted it after we came down there and began asking questions and looking at the supervision of the officers in the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office, looking in depth at what they did during that investigation, and more importantly, what they didn't do. And so that was sort of the basis of why we started to look at it. And we eventually, we hired our, didn't hire, we interviewed our own independent sources, some of the top people in the nation who agreed with apparently the sheriff's own admission that there were serious mistakes made. And we decided to delve into that in as much detail as we could.
And the larger issue, as you said, is if somebody is trying to report domestic abuse and their alleged abuser is a police officer, you found a culture in some instances where police might not investigate one of their own as aggressively as they would a civilian accused of domestic violence, correct?
Correct. But let me make a very important opening comment here. We did not get into this story to determine whether, you know, Jeremy Banks had any role in this death or whether Michelle O'Connell killed herself or did not kill herself. Our goal was to look at the investigation and how it went down. So I just wanted to make that fairly clear up front.
And where is the investigation today?
Well, it's... There have been no new developments, really, other than our reports. We, as I said earlier, we hired or did not hire, I shouldn't say that. We interviewed our own experts, and we looked in detail at the forensic evidence in this case, something that was not done, according to our experts, by the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office or, frankly, the medical examiner. And we, you know, that we raised serious questions about the quality of the medical examiners who looked at this case and the willingness of prosecutors to accept some very questionable theories as to how Michelle O'Connell died.
Based on your investigation, do you see Michelle O'Connell's family continuing to press for prosecution in this matter?
Well, I guess you'd have to ask the family. They obviously were very upset with the investigation that was done. They told us many times that right after she died, right after they got the word that that Michelle O'Connell had died, that they tried to speak to the sheriff's investigators about Michelle's state of mind, about what was going on in her life, because the sheriff had quickly concluded that it was a suicide. And they did so without a suicide note. They did so knowing that she was packing to leave, break up with her boyfriend, and that it was her idea to break up with the boyfriend. Those were interesting points that I thought we needed to explore. And frankly, the officers never thought to interview the family, which struck us as very odd.
There is a lot to explore in this Frontline piece, which airs tonight on WJCT television. New York Times investigative reporter Walt Bogdanich is the on-camera reporter for A Death in St. Augustine. Walt, thanks for giving us some of your time.
Thank you.